What's going on, everybody? In today's episode, I will be discussing my thoughts on Malik Yoba and transgender women. Stay tuned. How's everybody doing? I hope everybody is well, and I just want to share my thoughts on Malik Yoba coming out on Instagram, citing that he is attracted to transgender women. And then, if you're not sure who Malik Yoba is, Malik Yoba is an actor who is on New York Undercover and a few other really, really major shows. And I'm not going to give you his whole discography because you can Google it. But he is a black man, and I grew up watching the shows that he was on. And, you know, for him to come out, in my opinion, for him to come out and say something like this, that he's attracted to transgender women, is like super, super powerful. Because I feel that, you know, a lot of men in the industry do it. They just don't let everyone know that they do it. And I totally understand, because you'll, you know, back in the day, you'll get blacklisted or this or that. And so it's brave of him for coming out. And I mean, you're always going to have people that are against it and for it. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is because I think that more, hopefully, that in the future it becomes a part of like the norm, so that it's not such a stigma if a person does, and so that people who are transgender don't feel so you know, closeted still, or, you know, can't have quote-unquote normal relationships because of people's ignorance and non-understanding of what that journey is. And Pose is fantastic because it brings light, and, you know, now transgender people can see themselves on the TV screen. And, you know, I get that the reason why I'm giving him props is because he is a black man, and it's so ingrained in culture and in society that things that black men like, they get ostracized and get bullied and get blackballed and this, that, and the third, because it's just like an overall just ignorance of just people in general. I think people just have a ignorance when it comes to not understanding something. And when it comes to sexuality, I feel that, you know, the rules in which we live by are absolutely taught. What's this and what's that? And you should like this and you should like that, and if you don't like that, then you're weird, and so forth and so on. And it's just ignorance. And I feel like if everyone was more free and comfortable being more free in the choices that they make, and being able to communicate that freely, we wouldn't have so much violence and things like that. You know, it's just like, if you don't understand it, as opposed to shunning it and saying that it's terrible or it's bad, maybe try to figure it out and understand it. And like, yes, I don't think sexuality is black and white. I think we were taught that it's black and white. And I think that it's taught that way because there's a booming industry when it comes to marriage and man and woman, and now man and woman, you know what I mean? Like, I think that it's very profitable for people to get married. And because it is, it's pumped into everyone's subconscious that it's black and white, male, female, or male. Well, now male, male, which is beautiful, and male, and female, female. So, you know, him coming out, of course, people have negative comments to say, and that's just a part of life, but I just want to tip my hat to him. And, you know, there have been stories about him doing things that are, like, inappropriate. And I think if you go in everybody's closet, everybody's done something that they shouldn't have done. LOL. I don't think anybody is perfect. And if you are running around saying this and saying that and trying to down someone for taking a step forward, then maybe you might need to reflect on yourself and realize and come to terms with why you feel so strongly about putting someone else down. And so, yeah, I know this was like a really, you know, this episode is really random, but it's just like me trying to get the point across that, you know, we're slowly getting there where we're becoming more open to just different things. And I think that's a beautiful thing. I think if humans around the world were more open to different things and different cultures and embracing those things, that we wouldn't have so much of a divide. So, with that being said, let's start to reframe our mindset to encompass all things that are different from us and different from what we know. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I just would like to give a shout out to all of my listeners in El Salvador, Bangladesh, Japan, Canada, Sweden, Romania, Mongolia, Thailand, the United Kingdom, and what? The USA. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening once again. If you'd like to contact me and like to be on the show, or if you like have any show ideas, simply email me at smokedfree@gmail.com and I will get back to you. We can discuss and share. And as always, stay peaceful, stay blessed, and stay whole. Peace.